Gavin Floyd joins us in Baseball Central with Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker. Gavin, of course, one of the new members of the Blue Jays. 9 games pitched, 11 and two-thirds innings, 13 strikeouts, 3 walks, and a whip of 0.857. Gavin, thanks so much for doing this morning.
Yeah, no problem. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. I wanted to ask you, I look at this bullpen, and you know, we know that the bullpen has had its struggles this month, and as we've talked about, a variety of reasons. You know, a lot of it has to do with offense. I mean, there's more than just one issue for it. But I'm kind of interested in the fact that with yourself and Jesse Chavez, I mean, there's some new guys in this bullpen. It's almost like it's a new group in a lot of ways. There are holdovers from last year, but there are also new guys as well. How hard is it when a group is struggling, Gavin, and you don't, you know, it's not like you've pitched or played with all these guys for 3 or 4 years. How hard is it to try to keep it together when you're down there and to kind of pull for each other and to try to get out of this as a group?
I don't think it's hard. I think we all are pulling for each other, and we all want each other to do well and pick each other up. And even coming into a game, you know, you just try to do your job, and you just can't control results. You can control how you execute pitches, how you're aggressive in the zone, and being aware of different circumstances and getting after it, you know. I think we all have the trust in each other down there, and we know that everybody's capable of doing real well and have a history of doing well. So, I mean, we just try to be supportive. It's really easy, you know, and encourage each other and try to do our part.
Gavin, whenever I was playing at the end of my career, I was a routine guy, meaning I knew my role on the team. I was a pinch hitter. I was going to do it probably from the eighth inning on. Against a guy that was throwing really hard. I knew my routine. I knew how to get loose. I knew when I was going to get loose, all of these things. You just mentioned, or Jeff just brought up the question about the bullpen struggling, and John Gibbons has basically said it's all hands on deck at any time. There's no roles there right now. Obviously, Osuna's the closer, but we saw him pitching in the eighth inning. Now it's basically when the sixth inning rolls around, there's no Brett Cecil in the seventh. There's no Storn in the eighth inning. Well, there wasn't. You know, obviously the Storn's pitching a little bit better, but there's no Osuna, obviously, all the time in the ninth, sort of all hands on deck. Is there any different routine now you go through? Do you get loose earlier? Do you throw? Do you stretch? Is there anything different you do?
I get your point. In my position, you know, new, I've always been kind of, all right, you know, be prepared, you know, be prepared from the get go. You know, you never know what, a starter gets hurt or something weird happens. So, you know, Jesse and, Joe and the guys that are mid or, you know, can be mid late or early long guys. We're all kind of, just stretching and like you said, you know, getting prepared for those moments. And I think even when they don't happen, you're ready as much as you can be, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think those guys in the late inning, you know, it's been a month. I think they're still going to have those roles, and you know, and they're going to, you know, things are going to do. They're going to do well, and we all. I have all the faith in those guys, and you know, but we're trying to prepare for whatever. Yeah, I guess all hands are on deck, but you know, we do have kind of somewhat specific roles and we understand that, but we're also ready for any situation we're going to, you know, be mm-hmm. called upon.
Hey, Gavin, you know, some of the injuries you had earlier in your career, what kept you going? You know, because those were, I mean, there's no such thing as a run-of-the-mill injury, but, you know, when you're talking about fractures and things like that, we're talking about stuff, I'm not going to say out of the norm, but stuff that's pretty significant injuries. What kept you going, and what kept you sort of wanting to get back out there again, and what keeps you wanting to get back out there again?
I think the love for playing baseball. I think, obviously you don't know if you're going to be able to come back or whatever, but you want to continue playing, and I think as long as you can, as long as that chapter's open, you know, and you never know what was in store. So I always try to work hard, and I wanted to get back and play and enjoy a job that enjoyed again, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, my faith in God and helping me, strengthen me through those times and encouraging me and giving me hope. I think that he gave me those strengths. So, but I love the game, and I think, you know, I think that I wanted to get back, you know, mm-hmm. just for the fact that I enjoy it.
Gavin, every time now that I watch Aaron Sanchez pitch, I played with you when we were a little bit younger. It was, you know, obviously when you're younger, it's a lot more fun, and you're just out there throwing a baseball and doing whatever you can do because you're young and that's what you love to do. But every time I look at Aaron Sanchez, I think of you a little bit. I think of a guy that throws hard. He's got some movement on his fastball. He's got a pretty good breaking ball. You were when I played with you and played against you, you were famous for the big hook. How do you like the way Aaron is evolving? I know you've only been with him a short time, but I'm sure you've heard of him. Do you see a little bit of yourself in him? And do you guys ever have conversations like that?
You know, I like watching him. I really do. And maybe there are some things that I can relate to, you know, but he has a great electric fastball, you know, his breaking ball, I think, you know, a good pitch, and he has a pretty good change, you know, split or change or whatever it is. I like watching him. I think, you know, to see him grow and what's really cool is, you know, sometimes when he's not finding it or he got hit a little bit or whatever, just the resilience he has and continue to pound the zone and make pitches and make those adjustments. I think that's what I've been really impressed about, that, you know, he's been making those adjustments and continue to be relentless and making the guys put on the ground, you know, and getting double plays and getting ground balls. And I mean, he has that stuff to get guys on the ground, and no matter if he's 2-0 or 3-0 or whatever, you know, he has a special ability with this fastball to make that happen, and even breaking ball and stuff.
Hey, Gavin, you were in the battle for a starting spot in spring training. A lot of us thought that you were going to be the guy coming out of spring training. Obviously, John Gibbons, the Blue Jays, had different ideas. Did it take you long to wrap your head around the fact that you were going to at least start in the bullpen? Or have you been around? Have you been around enough that, you know, hey, it's I'm still playing baseball. Somebody's paying me to do it. I've had a good spring, and you did have a real good spring. Did you take that role sort of in a very positive way?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think all my eggs were in the starting, you know, hoping to be a starter, you know, and that's what I've been doing all my life, pretty much. I mean, there's been moments of bullpen. So when I was, you know, it definitely was an adjustment, because I mentally was like, not to say I had the job or anything like that, but I was hoping for that, you know, and you know, I was pitching well, and I think every guy that was running for that was pitching well. So I understood that, and I understood the fact that I was doing well, and I felt healthy and strong, and so I was definitely not what I wanted to hear, you know. But at the same time, it's what I'm called to do is being the bullpen, and that's what I'm putting my mind and effort and preparation for. And, you know, it took a couple of days, but, you know, it is what it is. And, mm-hmm. and I'm ready for whatever they chose to do. And I knew that role, that opportunity when I was coming into it. So, you know, it's just, you know, staying focused on what, you know, what they, when they call, when Gibby calls and be ready for that situation.
Yeah, you know, I got the I was very fortunate in my career to have a chance to play with Pete Walker, the pitching coach, obviously, for the Blue Jays. The knowledge that, you know, whenever I was struggling, I took it upon myself to not always go to the hitting coach. I would go to a pitcher and ask a pitcher, especially when I was struggling, what was going on? How would you pitch me in certain counts? What would you do to me if I wasn't doing this? If I was standing on the on-deck circle and I looked a certain way, would you pitch me differently because I looked that way? Little things to talk to. And Pete was always the guy that would walk up, and he would always give me something great to give me confidence and say, go up and do this. Has there been anything, one big thing Pete said to you, or do you guys have, you know, conversations before you go out, just to say, hey, you know, don't worry about everything in the past. Just go out and do what you do.
I think, when we're on the bullpen, Dane's down there, but during spring, I had some time with Pete, and he was very, very encouraging. You know, the checkpoints, he got to know you before he said anything, he knows, the things, and just reminding us, because sometimes you can take it for granted or just kind of go through the motions, but kind of just be so locked in. And they help us remembering who's up and being prepared and everything we can do to put ourselves in the best position, and mm-hmm. He seems like he's always got something to help us get better, because this game can, you're always, you know, if you're going well or bad, you're always looking for something to get better, to always be working on something, to be consistent, or find that consistent part, So he's been very helpful, I think, for a lot of guys and me including.